In the sugya of Vein Shlichet Vavero, the Gemara says that the svar is because Divya Rav, Divya Talva, Divya Mishaymin, there's a big mevucha, there's machlikas. What happens if the Shlichet is a shegig and the Shlichet doesn't know that he's doing an Avero? Tosfos by us, and Daf Mem Beis, Divya Maskel Amai, says Mufurish, that when the Shlichet is a shegig, so we don't say divya divya talmid, and we say yesh lechad va'avera. That's Shitas Tosfos. Rashi l'chayra argues, and the Ktzay Shtel Davek, in Shimem Chesef Kohen Dalid, the Rashi argues on Tosfos. Rashi's on Dafnun Amar Aleph. The Gemara over there brings down the Braisa. What about a case where it's Niskar Balabayas, where the Balabayas remembered, and the Shliach didn't? Zok Rashi Divrei Maskil Shliach Mol. Let's see the Rashi inside here. Niskar Balabayas V'lo Niskar Shliach Shliach Mol. It's on page Mem Beis. Zok Rashi, Shliach Mol, it's a very complicated Rashi. So we're talking about a case where Nizka Balabayas, the Balabayas was amazed, and the Shliach was a Shegig. Zok Rashi, Ubalabayas Potter, why is Balabayas Potter? Tekimish and Nizka, Leishkogi Higabe. Bibalti was Nizka, Shabashasta, Meila took place, he was amazed. And well, there's no Meila. Meila's only B'Shegig. The Shliach is Chayiv, Shahiti Mos Hek Shachulin. Now, Be'etzem, let's learn up the Rashi here properly. Rashi should have stopped here. It's a simple Rashi. The Mishaleach, the Baal Bos, is potter from Me'ila because he's amazed. And when you're amazed, there's no din of Me'ila B'chal. And the Shliach is a Shegig. So the Shliach is amazed. Me'ila, finished. What's the rest of Rashi want? Rashi continues the second day of Rashi, a whole pilpul. What's the Rashi do? So Rashi, V'ila le'nizka Baal Abayis, ha'yirami Me'ila alei, this Rabbi Shliach l'mol, shloch ha'adu, wish pirkin. Al hashta de ifter balabayas ram yamila shliach kachol atayra kula de ainshik adva avera va'isa hu mechayev. What's vil darashi? What's Rashi want? The din is a simple din. The balabas is niska, he's amazed. The shliach is a shegig and gendik. The answer is that Rashi had a huge kasha. Richtig that the balabas is amazed. Balabas is amazed, he's not moil. In fact, Rashi, why is a shliach mol? What's the rest of his organ? He's a shegig and he did mila. Here's where Rashi l'shitasa kicked in. Rashi l'shitasa holds that a person who's a shliach is potter from the avera. That's the shocking shitas Rashi that you heard about the first day. The Rashi holds that if I hold yesh shliach adva avera, the shliach is potter. As mechudish as it is, as shver as it is, our shitas Rashi is that when the shliach is a shliach, is potter from the avera that he did. Is fact Rashi in the second half of Rashi a murid kashayla? Richtig the balabas is taka potter because he's amazed and amazed can't be moil. But the shliach. Richtig, he's a shegi, but he's a shliach. And Shitas Rashi l'shitasa is, the famous Rashi, that a shliach is potter because he's a shliach. Like Rabbeinu Peretz says, like you heard Mistama on Monday, that the word is called the Maisa of the Mishaleach. So Rashi had a new kasha. Richtig, he's mazed. But why is he potter? Because he's shegi. Well, it's a shliach, and Rashi l'shitasa holds that somebody who's a shliach is potter. Rashi has a whole shtickle Torah. Rashi says, what do you mean? Ain't shliach v'avera? And behold, ain't shliach v'avera. So he's not a shliach, because on avera you're not a shliach. He's a mele. He doesn't have the p'tur of shlichas. How the Rashi l'shitasa is the one who holds that there's a p'tur that a guy who's a shliach, a person who's a shliach, is potter from the avera that he did. Abadab b'snishkin shliach, because it kicks in the regular din of ain't shliach v'avera. Fact Rashi, ay v'mi'ilo, we learned yei shliach v'avera. So Rashi, but over here the guy's amazed. Who's amazed? The Balbas is amazed. The Meila, we don't have the din of Yeshlich Vavair of Meila. So we go back to the regular algemeine din of Einshlich Vavair, and the Meila, the Shliach over here is Chayiv. So it comes out that this Rashi has three parts to it. Part one is that the Mishaleach is potter because he's amazed. Part two is why is the Shliach. Rashi had a kasha, why is the Shliach Chayiv? Although he's potter, he's a Shliach. And but Rashi Einshlich Vavair. I by Me'ilo, we say Yeshlich Vavera, but not over here, because over here the Balabas is not a Moyel. It's mainly we go back to the baseline din of Yeshlich Vavera, and he's not a Shliach and he's Chayav for his actions. Effective Bikiveger, effective Ktois, Abbe Minut. The guy over here is a Shegig. The Shliach over here is a Shegig. And Rashi says the reason why he doesn't have the p'tor of yesh shliach is because ein shliach ad va'avera. Ayis docha shaygeg. And why do we say ein shliach ad va'avera? Because divya rav divya tal mishayim. But Tosis says the baya shaygeg, we don't say that. It's mele lefishi tos Tosis vos dav zayin, that over here where he's a shaygeg, dav zayin, yesh shliach ad va'avera. We don't say that in a divya rav divya tal mishayim. Mele vot gedav zayin, that Rashi's kasha, blayb shver, that enoch enami, the balabos is amazed. And enoch enami, I don't have the din of yesh shliach ad va'avera mitzat mila. But have the regular din of Yeshlichus, because the din of Eishich Davei wasn't said over here, because he's a shaking. The Mela comes to Rick the Kasha. Why is the Shliach Ayiv? Is the Hashliach? He's Yenagai Shliach. What's the Zogin? Eishich Davei? He's not, there's no din of Eishich Davei over here. He's a shaking. As I fact, the Ktsais, and the Rebbe Kivager, Daf and not, the Ktsais is the Shimon Chesav Kotten Dalded. Zog the Rebbe Kivager and the Ktsais, stehen them of Weltschiddish, that Rashi holds that even when the Shliach is a shaking, we say Eishich Davei. Fechtoch the kasha, what's hakav shat in that? Naniach that Rashi argues on Tosfos, but what's hakav shat in that? Was epis? Hello, you learned on Monday. How does Rashi learn in Sheikh Advav, Div Radiv Ratam Div Shemin? So I presume that you were told that there's three Rashis. The Rashi by us says a lashon. What's the lashon of Rashi here? Oisem Eilov. That's one Rashi. It's as if he did it himself. Another Rashi in Baba Kama, in Baba Tzia Daf Yud, he didn't have to do it, shouldn't have done it. Rashi Baba Kama Nun Aleph, Omrin Alei, we tell him, Divya Tamu, who should you listen to? The accepted shot in that Rashi is Rashi means a very simple svara. What does Rashi mean, Nasim Eilov? He did it by himself. What does it mean, Lohoyle Lassos? What does it mean that I didn't do it for Yenim? What's Mentos? Is the Poshim Shana Rashi is, the Poshim Shana Rashi is that, what's the pshat every time shlichus? The yisoid of shlichus is that I'm doing machmas yenagai's tzivui. What gives me the din shlichus? What gives my maisa, Hashem maisa, that's the mishalayach's maisa? Because the tzivui is what caused me to do it. That's the yisoid of shlichus. The yisoid of shlichus of shlichus shalom kamoisa is that I'm doing it machmas, the mishalayach's tzivui, and about the tzivui was the goyrim for me to do it, therefore it's called yenagai's maisa. Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud says, Vos zogst du that you're doing it because of him, because you were sent to do it? Vol das gewen de Sibur, then you wouldn't have done it. Because the Eibishter said not to do it. Lo yoyle lasos. Amrinon lei, we say to him, du darfst hören de Eibishter. So if the Sibur was, why are you doing this action? You're doing the action because you were sent? Mitzad being sent, the Eibishter said not to do it. So why are you doing it? Because you want to do it. So you're not doing it machmas de tzivui. You're doing it about duvilston. That's what Oysa me'elov means. Oysa me'elov means you're doing it as your own volition. Because if you would be doing it because somebody told you to do it, the Eibishter told you not to do it. So then why are you doing it? Vice versa, you're doing it for yourself. And it's felt in the etzem shlichus. Because it's Oysa me'elov. If that's the pshat, and that is the Poshav Shana Rashi, by the way. If you take together these three Rashis that you learned on Monday, that's the Poshav Shana Rashi. A very geschmack of shark. It's a male of you. You're not doing for Yenim. Do just to chvazich because for Yenim tos nishton. So then by Shegig, where the guy doesn't do an Avera, he's doing it for Yenim guy. Why is he doing it? He's doing it for Yenim. It's a chapella otzim. How could Rashi say the Ktsais and the Riki Vega? Says the Riki Vega, don't say the Lomdas. They just say that in this Rashi, in Nodam and Aleph, state that even by Shegig, they learned up the Rashi the way we learned up the whole Rashi. Rashi came to ask a kasha, Rashi came to say a teretz. And state that we say Ein Shegig Dvar Avera by Mila. It affects the kasha, but the guys are shaking. What's nasa me'elov means? What's lohoyle lasos? The Chorish state a huge shinoi in the Pshat and Rashi. Be'emes, the Pshat and Rashi is stam a pella. If we learn the Rashi kipshutoi, we take together these three Rashis, that the Yisayda Divya Rav is that the guy, he's not doing it. The Shliach's not doing it for the Mishalech, because the Eibish said not to do it. Amin and lay. Effects of the grace of Kasha, the stipple already is the Kasha. So how could it be that there's other cases with this ribuyim, that yesh lechad va'avera, dal vehei, and mi'ila, and shlichus yad, how could it be a ribuyim? He's not doing it for Yenim. We're talking about a physical problem. We're talking about an umdana. Why did the person do it? Oysem e'elov, lohoy lelassas. So what are you going to do with all the places with this ribuyim that yesh lechad va'avera? As a choyra, that's a raya muchachas. The Rashi doesn't mean kipshutoi, an umdana, why the person is doing it. Rashi means a different word. Rashi means a lamda shavart. The yisoid of shlichus is the yisoid that there's a tzivui that was the goyrim for you to do it. The yisoid of amrin olei, divrei rav, divrei talmud, divrei mishayim means that this tzivui is not a sibah for you to do it. and a tzivui that's be'etzem intrinsically not a tzivu for you to do it, doesn't shav shlichus. When Rashi says nasim elov, he doesn't mean to say that the word is psychologically the person is not intending to do it for you because the Eibush says not to do it, his vice is doing it for himself. Nasim elov means ki'ilu nasim elov. This is ogiton alein because the tzivui over here is not a tzivu for you to do it. The Eibush said not to do it. That's what aminon lein means. Aminon lein says the tostos nishton is the, over here. The tzivui is not a tzivu for you to do it. It's not a reason for you to do it. It's a halacha in the tzivui. A za tzivui doesn't shaf shlichus. Because it's a tzivui that the din is loy lasois. And about the din is loy lasois, is a za tzivui doesn't connect his actions to you. It's not enough of a gram. Even if he's a shaygig rather, das mach nishois. It's not a word in the umdan of why he's doing it. It's a din of nasis me'elav dos hasten is ogiton for him. That's called ogiton alein, because over here it's hafkon de etzim tzivui. Azat tzivui is not a tzivui that shav shlichus. Because aminolei, loy hoyolei lasis, a lohoyol lasis de ketzivui is nishkin tzivui. Whether or not he knows it in a very, it's not. It's not because the word is he didn't do, shouldn't have done it at that time. No, the word is hafkon de etzim tzivui. Me'ela. It could apply by a shegig also. That's the emes of Shana Rashi. The Rashi in Dafnun is a raya muchachas. That when Rashi said nasim elov lohoy lelasis and amin alei, Rashi didn't mean that the word is we have an umdun of what the guy said. What it means is it's a lam deshavart that a tzivui versus lohoy lelasis a tzivu from amin alei does haste keilu nasim elov. That's not coming machos the tzivu because the tzivui has to be a reason for you to do it. And over here the tzivui is not a reason for you to do it. Memelo lefizeh. That's the emes of teretz on the stipe of Kasha. How could it be other places with this ribuyim that yeshichet va'aver? The answer is, it's not an umdana that he's not doing it for you. It's not an umdana that he's not doing it for you. The word is that azat tzivu is a shvachat tzivu. It's not a tzivu to be kol shlichus. Alohoy eloi lasis dikat tzivu is not a tzivu that can chav shlichus. There's a ribu that says that there's other places where it is enough. A shvachat tzivu is enough to go ahead and chav shlichus. Akoponim, my rabbi say, we have a mefor shirashi on daf nunam and aleph, who says that the pshat, why the shliach is moil, and we don't patter the shliach because he's a shliach, is because ein shlichet va'aver as nishkein shliach. And we say divya rav, even by a sheik, a landmark rashi, that the ktsais ba'merkt or b'kivegur ba'merkt, and it's not like tzais, fekta ktsais, fekta b'kivegur. So what's tzais is going to do with that gemara? Why tak is the shliach, chayiv? Is a shliach? What are you going to tell me, Divya Rav? What are you going to tell me, Ein Shechet Va'Avera? We don't say Ein Shechet Va'Avera by a Shegig. Is Daf Zayin Hasti Ashleach? We don't say Divya Rav. We don't say Ein Shechet Va'Avera by a Shegig. Fekt the Ktzais, Fekt the Bikivegar, Akasha. What is Taisus who holds that by Shegig? I mean, Taisus didn't hold up this whole Svara. Taisus hold either, Taisus learns maybe like the Sma, but there's many rides that Taisus doesn't hold like the Sma. Or Taisus learned maybe the Rashi Kipshutai. Or maybe Taisus learned all the pshatim, but Akaponim Taisus holds that by Shegig we don't say in Shlichet Va'aver when there's a no. Could be learned like Rashi Kipshutoi, like we started off what the pshat in Rashi is. Akaponim Fekta Ktzais. So what's he going to do? The Gemara, Mefarash the Gemara. The Gemara says that the shliach mal, he's a shliach, and we don't say in Shlichet Va'aver by Shlichet. He's a shliach. Zokta Ktzais and Zokta Bikiveger. Shneim this Nabnu B'Signa Nechot. The Bikiveger, by the way, is on the page over there in Daf Nun. Is both the Ktzais and Bikiveger tell us? Listen, we have a Rashi and Chagiga Daf Nun, Daf Yod, we have Rashi and Chagiga Daf Yod, and the Rashi and Chagiga Daf Yod anyway says a different shot in the Sugya. By the way, the Rashi and Chagiga Daf Yod and the Rashi and Kedushin is a stira. There's no way of resolving the stira. It's two Rashis with two different shotim, as I'm going to explain. But Akaponim says the Ktzais, we have a Rashi in Chagiga who answers the Kasha, who says anyway a different shot. And Mimela, that's the answer to Tzais. Voshtay in Rashi, let's learn the Rashi and Chagiga, page Mem Gimel. Rashi over there says, Nisko Baal Bayis. There are two Rashis there. Divir Maskel, Nisko Baal Bayis. Rashi says, Nisko Baal Bayis, Shein Shal Hekdish, Ashal Agia. Excuse me. Excuse me, Fahlaj. Sorry. Anan Sadi, the Sule, Nichole, Bishluhusa, the Hechum, Hashta, Lav Sluhu. Sorry. And he the Baal Bayis, Potter, why? Give it the Nisko. Anan Sadi, the Sule, Nichole, Bishluhusa, the Hech. Rashi says, one. Why is the Baal Abbas Potter? He was Mavata the Shlichus. He was Niskar. Mekachtos. He doesn't want the guy to do Mila. The next Rashi says, and why is the Shlech Potter? To keep him Shabbitah, I'm a Shlech Shlichus, so have a let you, Mighty, Divir Maskam, he did the Havi. Moiv Rabbi Say, before we go back to the Ktzais, let's analyze this Rashi. Let's talk about this Rashi over here for a few minutes in Chagiga. Rashi over this is two things. Why is the Mishalech Potter? Because he was batel the shlichus. Niskar, he can't do the shlichus. He's off the hook. And why is the shlich mal? What's bothering Rashi? Why is the shlich mal? Ezdach hashliach, right? Ezdach hashliach. Rashi l'shitasai, the same kasha. It's like Rashi, he's not a shliach, same teretz. Rashi uses the bitul shlichus to explain both things. Why the mishaleach is potter, and why the shliach is chayev. Now, Moiv Rabbi say, there are two steers between Rashi and Kedushin and Rashi and Chagigah. Let's break this down. There are two steers. Rashi and Kedushin says that the mishaleach is potter for Mila. Why? Because he's a mazid. What does Rashi say in Chagigah? Because he canceled the shliach. That's one steer. Second steer is, Rashi and Kedushin says, why is the shliach chayiv? Why is he potter because he's a shliach? And shlichat va'avera. What does Rashi say in Chagiga? In a vatal, a double steer. Let's start with the first steer. The first steer is shocking. Rashi says in Kedushin that the reason why Niska Baal Bayis is potter because he's amazing, he's not a moil. Why is Rashi in Chagiga have to come on and say that? In a vatal shliach. We'll start with that. And then, once we understand that, everything else is l'shitasei, as we'll see. Hello, Rashi in Kedushin says, why is the Balabas potter? Because he was Niska, he's amazed. Amazed, doesn't have Me'ilah. Why does Rashi in Chagiga have to come on and say, Anup Shat, because he's Mevata L'Shlich, it's Niska. And what goes that Machlekes? And if we can understand what goes that Machlekes, then the other Machlekes is L'Shitasai, as I'll explain. Rashi in Kedushin says the Pashtos. He's a Niska, he's amazed. That means by the time the Shliach went ahead and did the Mice of Hoitzah from Hekdish, which is very important to what I'm going to say in a few minutes, He was amazed already. So Rashi says, you're off the hook. There's no Mila. What's halt Rashi and Chagiga? Rashi Chagiga says, wait a minute. But this guy was a Niskar. Niskar means that B'shas the Minui, he was a what? B'shas the Minui, he was a Shoigig. Niskar afterwards, by the way, it has to be like that because it says he was Mavata L'Shlichus. Why is he Mavata L'Shlichus? Because he woke up and he realized that it's Mila. But B'shas the Minui, that means when he set this thing in motion and he was Memana L'Shlich, he was a Shoigig. The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Beis, has a whole shaila. Does a person have to be a shegig by a chatos b'tchilasai or b'soifai, or it's enough b'tchilasai? Rashi Feistos and Chagiga held that v'balt b'shas d'minui, when I set this thing in motion, I was a shegig, that's enough to be a mal. That's aleph. So the machlekes between the two Rashis is that Rashi in Kedushin holds that when a person's a niskar, it's ois me'ila, even if at the b'shas d'minui you were a shegig. Rashi and Chagiga holds that even though today I'm amazed, but Vibalt, when I sent the Shliach, I was a Shegig, and the Shliach is doing Machmas, the Tzivui that came when I was a Shegig, that's enough to go be Machayev, me and Mila. That's the Tnai, that you have to be a Shegig to be over the Chiev. It's enough that B'shas the Minu I was. Mela, Rashi had a problem. So why is the Balabas Potter? As the Mila was done, Machmas him, and he was a Shegig, B'shas the Minu. And with Rashi, you Mavatel the Shliach, because you were Niskar. And Agav is very geshmak why he was mevatel. He doesn't want to be a moil. Because if he's not going to be mevatel, he's going to be chayiv machmas the shegig of the minui. So he has the motivation to go ahead and do the bittel. So Rashi, he's mevatel the shlichus. Now we get to part two. And what about the shliach? What about the kasha number two? But the shliach, he's a chashliach. What does Rashi answer? Ein shlichat va'avera. Rashi and Chagiga can't answer ein shlichat va'avera. Why? Because by me'ilah the din is what? What did Rashi say in Kedushin? But there's no Me'ili here because he's amazed. But Rashi Chagiga holds that he's a Shegig. So we bow, the Baal Abbas is called a Shegig. If we have a din called Yesh Lichat Va'aveiro by Me'ila. So Rashi in Kedushin couldn't say Yesh Lichat Va'aveiro because by Me'ila there's a Rebu Yesh Lichat Va'aveiro. Vazokstu, he's a Niskar. That's good for Rashi in Kedushin. For Rashi in Kedushin holds that when you're a Niskar, you're Pakah from the din of Me'ila. So then Rashi could say, the din of Yesh Lichat Va'aveiro don't have. I go back to the regular baseline din of Yesh Lichat Va'aveiro. But Rashi in Chagigu holds that the guy is called a Shegig. Haraya have to come on to Bittul Shlichus. So then you have the second kash also. And why is the shliach chayiv? He's a chashliach. Vasok ze ein shliach et vaveiro, but by me'ilah the zin of yeh shliach et vaveiro. What did Rashi say in Kedushin? But over here there's no me'ilah because he's amazing. But Rashi Chagiga holds he's not amazing. Rashi holds is the chashegig. So you have the din of yeh shliach et vaveiro. So the shliach should be potter because yeh shliach et vaveiro ben ha-shliach. And fit Rashi, bitul shlichus. So Rashi and Chagiga has to use the bitul shlichus to answer both problems. Because Rashi and Chagiga hold that the Baal Bas is called a Shegig. If the Baal Bas is called a Shegig, Erstins, he should be Chayiv. Sveins, the Shliach should be Potter. Because it's a chashliach for me'ilo. The answer to both kashas is that he was mevatel the shlichus. So I'm not a mishaleach, and you're not a shliach. But Rashi and Kedushin who held that he's called a mezid, me'ilo there's no din of yesh shliach dvarveira by me'ilo. So me'ilo he's potter because he's a mezid, and he's potter because of ein shliach dvarveira. That's the lishitos. It comes along the ktsais and Rabbi Kiveger. And they say, oh, a big mitziah. We had a kasha how Tosis who holds. Tosis halay holds that when you're a shegeg, we say yesh shliach dvarveira. So why is the shliach chayiv in dafnon? Yei shliach advavera. Zokter, he holds like Rashi in Chagiga. We have a Rashi in Chagiga who said a different plan. Not because of yei shliach advavera. Not because of yei shliach advavera. Nor because of bittul shlichus. And once we have the plan of bittul shlichus, that's the teretz for Tosis. So I repeat. Why by niska balabayis, v'loi niska shliach, why is the shliach mal? Ah, you're a shliach? Bittul shlichus. Who said that? Rashi and Chagiga. The other territory of Einshech and Avera, Tosis can't hold off. Atkan, the Ktsois, and Rebbe Kiveger. So I want to summarize what I said so far. First of all, we have a Rashi in Daf Nun Amud Aleph who says that when the Shliach is a Shegig, we say Einshech and Avera, Veltz Chiddush. And that requires a serious re-understanding of Shitas Rashi of Divrei HaRav. That's Aleph. Beis, Tosis holds up a shegig. We don't say ein shechid va'avera. So what does he do with that gemara? As a effect the k'tois. Zok the helig k'tois and Rebbe Kiveger, but we have a Rashi and Chagiga. Now the Rashi and Chagiga is an internal stira. But the Rashi and Chagiga argued on everything that the Rashi and Kedushin said. I just explained the machlek is what it goes in and what the l'shitosa is copy both shailas. Me'ele zok there, Tosis holds like the Rashi and Chagiga, and the answer is because of bittul shechus. The problem is, it's hard to ask a kasha on a k'tois and a Rebbe Kiveger, but some Mefurshat Tosis, not like the k'tois and not like a Rebbe Kiveger. Tosis over here, on the bottom of Membeis on Membeis, says Mefurshat not like that. On the end of the Tosis says as follows. V'afagaf de nisker shliach mol balabayis. D'toni nisker balabayis v'loi nisker shliach ha-shliach mol. Nisker u'shneim chanvoni mol. V'hatam. Please look at the, I don't know what page you have it on. Memalov. Look at the what do you have? Do you have the whole block? Yeah. Look at the bottom two lines of the Tosis on the bottom of the page. One second. The Toni Niskar Balabayas Vlay Niskar Shliach Ashliach Mol. Nisku Shnechav Vatam. I'm quoting a Tosis. Vatam. Why by Niskar Balabayas Vlay Niskar Shliach? Why is a Shliach Mol? Vatam Lefid Meila Aina Ella Beshege Kidapish Lefich Mol Isa Shaloi Niskar. What does Tosis say? Why the Mishalech is Potter? Because he was a Shegig. And it's going on which case? On this case, on Niska Balabayas, on Niska Shliach. So it's Mefurshat Tosis, not like the Ktsais, not like a Riki Veger. He holds like the Rashi in Kedushin. If he holds like the Rashi in Kedushin, that holds that the reason why you're Potter is because you're amazed. So then you don't have Einshech Zaveh. So then why is the Shliach Chayev? I is the Shliach. Comes back, the Ktsais is Kasha, and the Kiveger is Kasha. So let's chazer over again. We have a braisa that says, Niska Balabayis, V'loi Niska Shliach HaShliach Mol. Says Tosis by us now. Why is the Balabas Potter? He's amazed. He doesn't think he's a Bittul Shliach. He doesn't hold the Bittul Shlichus. He's amazed. Okay, and why is the Shliach Chayev? Because he's a Shegig, but he's a Shliach. And Rashi holds all over that when you're a Shliach, you're Potter, because you're a Shliach. The Shlichus, he patters you. What did we answer? What did Rashi answer? Ein shliach v'avera. You're not a shliach. But Tosis doesn't hold like that. Tosis holds when you're shegi. We don't say ein shliach v'avera. Comes back to Tosis kasha. How is Tosis by us, who doesn't say like the Tosis and Rashi and Chagiga, going to learn the brisa of niska v'abayas v'amol shliach? The zechari the teretz is like this, and I want to say a whole word here. This is rishos. Teretz is like this. Be'emes. Let's go back to the Rashi and Daf Nun, this lumdish Rashi. Rashi says like this. Niska balabayis, why is there no me'ila, Rabbi Isai? It's amazing. Okay, so finish. Shliach HaShoy, again, what's Rashi want? Rashi L'shitosa had a whole kasha. But why is it Shliach HaMol? Why not? He's a Shegig. Terry says, Rashi L'shitosa held this humongous Kiddush that we started off the week with, that when a person's a Shliach, that patters him because he's doing an act of Shliach, it's not his responsibility. It's not his Maisa B'chal. So without Rashi had the kasha, what's with the shliach? So Rashi had the answer. Ein shliach v'avera, divrei Rav. Either guy's a shegig. We said before tifa lomdis how Rashi learns divrei Rav. What does Tosis do? It's very geschmack to say, and it's emes lamita. It's even a little bit tzarachian why the halig of Tzais Rikivegi didn't say this. They held like the Tzais is writ. Tzais holds like the Tzais is writ. Tzais holds like the Tzais is writ. What's the kasha? The Baal is part of Amila because he's amazed. Shleach l'shegig. What's vexed to? Aber the shleach l'cha shleach. And by shegig we say yesh shleach at va'avera. And Rashi holds that when you're a shleach, you're potter. It's heisnish dain maisa. The Teretz says, Tzais like Tzais is writ. Tzais holds shlichus doesn't pater you from your chiyuvim. Doesn't pater you from your maisim. Is about Tzais holds like Tzais is writ. And Tzais is writ holds that the whole shita of Rashi, that when a person's a shleach, it doesn't pater you from the avera. Meila, heipsich hashon, the ganza maisa b'chal. The whole kasha doesn't stop b'chal. You'll ask me why is the balabas potter, because he's amazed. You ask me why the shleach sky, because he's a shegig. What's facts to? Rashi's kasha, daf nun. Ah, he's a shleach. So what? And who says a shleach's potter? He's a shliach taka. Yeah, shliach at va'aveiru by a shegig. We don't say divi arav. And he's taka a shliach. So what was Rashi k'sher? But he's a shliach. You potter. Tais doesn't hold like Tais. Hold like Tais is rid. And when the shliach's potter, when the shliach did an act, he's chayef for what he did. Is hepsich hashon, the ganza Rashi. And then you have a world war between Rashi and Taisis in the Rashi and the Tais is rid. We have a raya muchachas that Tais holds like the Tais is rid. Tais holds that when a person's a shliach, it's not a reason to mafkiya yochiv. And memela, shitas Taisis is that there's no problem b'chal. Taka by a shegeg, we don't say divi arav. Taka by a shegeg, we say yeh shliach at va'avera. And he is a shliach. He's not a shliach for Mila, by the way, because the Baal Bas is amazing. But he's a shliach for, and he's a shliach. Yeh shliach v'aveiro. And yechayiv. So what's the problem? It feels like the taste is rid. Now here we start. The problem is, l'chayra, that the taste is rid didn't say his din by Mila. How do we know he didn't say his din by Mila? It's Mephorosh Gemara. Hello, the Gemara brought down. Also, shlichus of balabayas mall. What happens when they're both shegigin and the shliach did his shlichus? What's the din? Balabayas mall, right? Fekzach a grace akasha on who? On Tais is rid. How could it say the balabayas mall? The Tais is rid holds that when the shliach does something and the mishalach does something, they're both chayiv. Not only they're both chayiv, the ikur chiyah is on who? The ikur chiyah is on the shliach. Fekzach a grace akasha on the Tais is helig a Tais is rid. How could the Tosis Rid say that the Shliach is Chayev also, or Be'ikr, when it's Mefurosh or Din? The Din says Mefurosh, that when the Balabas and the Shliach are both Shegigin, Balabai is Mol, not the Shliach. Shteta, that we don't say by Mila. What's the reason? What's Taka Shver? What's Taka the Teretz? What's Taka the reason why by Mila we don't say the din of the Tosis Rid? Tosis Rid says the Shliach never gets old. Why is the Shliach Lamol? He's a Shegig. Why is the Shliach Lamol? It's a Shegig over there. It's a Chapel Otzim on Tosis Rid. The answer is, Rabbi Zeno taught us, there's a nesivus like this, is mash like this, that by Me'ila, the Tzais Rid is maskim. Why is Tzais Rid maskim by Me'ila? Because you all know, Reb Chaim said a big yisoid. Reb Chaim said, it was Me'ila, a big yisoid, that the mechayev of Me'ila is not a yorodeya dekadin of being nana from Hekdish. The chiyev of Me'ila is a gzeila dekadin. The ikarai that Reb Chaim brings is because the shir of Me'ila is not a kezayas, it's a pruta. Normally, isure hano are shir of a kezayas, no shir of a pruta. Reb Chaim says that if I see that the shear of Me'ila is a shear of a pruta, that the mechayev of Me'ila is the stealing from Hekdish, not the being nana from Hekdish, not being over the isser of Hekdish, not the yoredeya of Hekdish. The isser is the stealing from Hekdish, Me'ila. When the mishaleach and the shliach are both shegigin, and the mishaleach sends the shliach to go do it, and the shliach does it for the mishaleach, he goes and buys the chaluk with kaspe Hekdish. Who's the gzela going to? Gzela by mazik, when I send the cherishot v'kot and the shalech asabira, I can be mechayev both of them, because they both precipitated the mazik. By gazlan, you can't have two people. The gzela is the one who the gzela goes to. Now, the way me'ila works is that I give the money goes out l'chulin, and the object that I'm koina goes to that person. Who does it go to? When the mishalech and the shalech are both shegig, and the shegig shliach bought it in the store for the mishalech. Who is the gazlan over here? Who is the one that it goes out to? It doesn't go to the shliach, it goes to the mishaleach, because he bought it for him. Me'ila said Rabbi Seinu that even though the Tosis Rid holds that normally when a mishaleach sends a shliach to do a ma'aseh aveira, both of them are chayif. But not by Mila. Because by Mila, with the Aveira is not the Maisa Aveira. The Aveira is the Gzela. And the Gzela Tutsach only with the Mishaleach, because he's the one that the Cholik was bought for. Is Mila over there, the Tayseh would be masking that the Mishaleach is Chayav, not the Shleach. Is the Chayrish Teta, that when it comes to Mila, there's no Tayseh Zrid. Is how could we come along and say that the Tayseh holds like the Tayseh Zrid? And that's why by Niskar, the Shleach is Chayav, because we have a Tayseh Zrid. Hello, in the Gemara Minei Bei, it's Muchach, that in the case of Mila, there is no Taisis Rid. The Teretz is Poshet. Teretz is Poshet. This that we say, that there's only one Gazlin, and the one who's the Gazlin is the Mishaleach, is when the Mishaleach is a Shegig. So if the Mishaleach is a Shegig, so then he's the Moyel, and the Chalois Din of the Mi'ilo, which says that the Moyes go out the Chulin, and the object goes to the Gazlin, is the one who was done for. That's only after Zoyvai, one second. That's only after Zoyvai that he's a Shoygig, so he's the Moyel. So then the Dina Mi'ilah say that it goes to him. But in the case of Niskar, where Rashi says, and Tosfos agrees that you're called a Mezid, so you're not a Moyel. So he's not in the Parsha Mila B'chal. So when he goes ahead and buys the Chaluk with the money of Hekdish, even though he's doing it on the Tzivu of the Mishaleach, of who's kind of the Zach, who does the Gzela go to? The Gzela Avada goes to the Shliach. The Shliach's the Moyel, not the Mishaleach. It's the Chamezid. Mela over there, Avada and Avada, the Tosfos Rids Din, kicks in that the Shliach's Chayiv. The only reason why the Tosfos Rids was made by Me'ila, that the Mishaleach's Chayiv and not the Shliach is because Vibalti, the Yisoid of Me'ila is Gzela, so the Mishaleach is the Gazlin. When the Mishaleach is the Gazlin, because you went ahead and did it for me, and I'm a Moyel. So you did it for me, and I was a Shegeg, and I'm the Moyel, Me'ila becomes mine. There's no Taisus Rid. There it's Balabais Mal. But in the case of Niska Balabais, the Loi Niska Shliach, well, over there the Balabais is amazed, and he's Mufka from the Parsha of Me'ila, so Vadna Navadna, the Gzela Tutzach Nishmetem, because the money that's going out, what makes the Gzela? The Gzela is the money that's going out from Hegdish L'chulin. In exchange for that, the object comes in. And that's only the Moyel, the one who's doing the act of the Mila. The other one's not doing an act of Mila B'chal. The Mila there, it's Poshet, it goes to the Shliach. The Balta goes to the Shliach. Aye! That's the Fregin! Have a haste! But the Shliach is what? But the Shliach is not a Shliach! The Tosfos Rid. Shliach is also Chayav. Shliach is not Potter. So Tosfos agrees to the Tosfos Rid. I by Mila, there's no Tosfos Rid. That's only because Mila is Gzela. That's when the Mishaleach is the Gazlin. In a case where the Mishaleach is amazed, Avada over there, the Mishaleach is not the Moyel. Mishaleach is not the Gazlin. Is Avada over there? We could say the Tosfos Rid and say that a Shliach is responsible for his actions. And Mimela, the din of Niskar Balabayis, Veloy Niskar Shliach, is the pshat is that Niska Balabayis, you're potter like Rashi says, not because of Rashi over there who holds that you're called a Shegig. You're potter because you're amazed. So why is the Shliach Chayiv? So Rashi had a kasha, the Shliach is not a Shliach, a Shliach is not potter. So Rashi said a whole shtickle Torah. No, ain't Shechet Vavera. Ah, yes, Shechet Vavera by Mila. Nein, it's not Mila. That's Rashi Lishitasoi. So it's ain't Shechet Vavera. Divir Rav. How do you say Divir Rav by Shegig? That's the raid we started off with. Oh, but Tais Halnish, I say. Tais's Vaisto is held, by the way, that, the din of Rashi, okay? The din, Tosfos Vaisa is held that the din of Rashi wasn't said by a Shegig. Kimidubra, like I said earlier. So Balta wasn't said by a Shegig, so why is Taka Shiachayv? He holds like the Tosfos Rid. I by Me'ila, there's no Tosfos Rid. There is Tosfos Rid by Me'ila. Just you have to know who the Gazlin is. If the Mishaleach is a Shegig, he's the Gazlin. If the Shaleach is the Shegig, then he's the Gazlin, and Hakol Baal, Mekoyim HaBisholim.